Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, we're back to in-person for the week, and we have a packed show. The Bucks have a chance to win in six. NBA playoffs, NBA finals talk on here. Talking MLB baseball, and of course, our Space Jam review. It all happens today on Down the Wire. All right, enough of the Mozart.
Oh, shit, I didn't even know you were recording.
You asked if I was ready. I don't know.
Well, that was your pregame? That was your warm-up?
Yeah, look, I was still looking at Instagram being creepy.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, pause this.
Back from the pause.
Very professional.
Yeah, I mean,
this is whatever. What happens. This is what happens when you're gone for a month.
I
and
know.
A half.
We finally are back to in person now.
Listen to my audio.
It's crazy.
I come in clear.
It's nuts.
I'm crisp
we're
now.
We're gonna figure it out. Maybe we're gonna use Zoom instead. I think I've heard good things about Zoom.
Yes, Zoom for sure. I also need to find like a quality microphone.
Yeah,
as
when
well.
We start making money on this, we can start going crazy with that.
You know what? I don't really care. I can find a quality one for $50.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
At least something that projects better than what you've been hearing.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, no, it's not that bad.
I sound like an old-timey baseball announcer.
I mean, I think
and Lou Gehrig gets one out of the park.
That was pretty good, actually. See? That's probably what it sounds like. But this one's going to sound clear, and we are ready to go. This is, all in the making. So I came back from California for the week. I had a couple of days off, and
you just wanted to celebrate that Bucks and six.
I seized an opportunity with our privilege of being able to get flights instantaneously through our family.
You got that Bucks lust, baby.
And on top of having, you know, a buddy's birthday this week, I figured, hey, you know what? I gotta be in Milwaukee for Bucks and six.
Got Bucks lust.
Ooh, yeah, we'll end with that.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
No, that's going to be the outro song today.
Shout out, MJ Lemberger.
Yeah, 100% that's going to be the outro song.
Me and him are cool now.
Really?
I talk with him every once in a while.
Is he not like, who is, how is he famous? Like,
he made that song.
Yeah.
That's how he's famous.
Like, what does he do? Is he like an accountant otherwise?
I have no effing
clue. Is he a wrestling guy? No?
No, I just know him through, because I've been calling in the sports radio
all the damn time. You're
right. Okay, so like, You people don't know, but I have a bet with I was asked by a friend to hey, we need to get this specific sports talk radio guy to come do one of our wrestling shows. I was like, all right, I got this. He said, what are you talking about? I told him, I was like, I got this, man. I'm gonna call in constantly. And
as your wrestler identity.
No, I call in as myself. But I'm way hyper.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, right now, I'm pretty good, but I'm talking about, super hype, man.
Yeah, well, you're, when do you call in? What time, usually?
Between 6 a.m. and 7:15.
Yeah, you're up for 3 hours because you're, dad time already. So you're chilling.
I am.
And that's no coffee. That's maybe a Diet Coke.
No, I haven't. Dude, I don't drink soda no more.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is legit.
Nice.
I'm feeling it.
All right.
Yeah, but I call in and I get them hyped up. I get the fans hyped up.
There's fans on this show?
Well, they call back in and they acknowledge. Last week, I got a shout out from the dude because now I'm cool with the sports talk guy.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, we talk. We're on Twitter.
Bart.
Yeah, Bart Winkler.
Yeah.
But I got a approval from him that I need to get I'm one of the top hype men from this playoff. And I was like, whoa, dude, thanks. That's a lot.
Hey, you know what? I think the whole entire city is getting behind this team right now. And it's so different. And it's different even than when Green Bay won the Super Bowl. I get I was a little younger, but even the vibe, it's just completely different.
Yeah. I just got breaking news right now. Some dude bought a billboard in Milwaukee and posted, "Go Suns."
Oh my god.
That is a troll of trolls right there.
He's
going to be very disappointed.
Sick. Oh,
that is a
man.
Savage burn. And it works both ways. Like, in fact, I think I even know exactly where this is. This is on I-43.
Okay.
Oh my god, that is savage. That's just
rude. How long did he buy it for? Don't you have that for a long time?
I don't know. I honestly have no clue.
Wow, what a sellout from the city. What a sellout.
Hey, man, that's Lamers or Lammers, right?
I guess. I don't know what the company is.
But, that's dude, the bus company. Fine.
No, but that's the sign company, too. It's L-A-M-A-R.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Lammer. Lammer?
Lamar.
It's Lamar. <That'd be> awesome.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it's different. It's the city is really behind it. Everyone's invested, especially like our age group, I think. Like
it's every age group. Again, you're not even in town. You've been away for basically the entire playoffs, right?
Right, for the entire playoffs.
And I've been on this mission I've been listening to a lot of sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And the people that are calling in are nuts. Right now.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
The only, quote, haters out there were people that were knocking Middleton.
Yeah.
And
Hey, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Middleton
right?
is a second half we'll get monster. To it. We'll I'm get just to it. Saying.
I am. We'll get to it.
Okay. But let's break down the damn games.
So.
The series.
Realistically. Everyone counted the Bucks out after two games?
Yeah.
Yeah. There Dude, was no
the
chance.
The Suns in four
was taking
going,
over.
We're going insane.
Was taking over.
Shut up.
And I need to show you a picture now. No. Not breaking news, but it's a photo that aged well.
Beep boop beep boop beep boop boop. That's the not breaking news.
What's that guy from Spaceballs? Michael the
What?
The sound effects guy?
Oh my God.
Michael Johnson?
Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow.
Michael Johnson.
The sprinter.
I got the beeps, I got the creeps, I got the sweeps. What? 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 You know.
Okay, anyway, if the Bucks close this series out in six games, this image will be iconic. That's after game two.
I don't get it.
They're smiling. They're not even worried.
Oh.
They're completely unfazed.
Oh, okay.
Completely unfazed. No fear in their eyes down 0-2.
No, dude.
They knew. And you know what? You brought it up, but we knew. Bring this series to Milwaukee and see what happens. Like, the town was going to do this.
Yeah.
We knew this was coming. And no one else thought, like, a town could rally behind a team like that.
No.
At the national
again,
scale, at least.
And I have said it for every one of the previous playoff series. Giannis, the Bucks themselves, I should say, start off each series slow. I don't know whether it be game one or game two. Definitely game one. They've lost every.
Maybe it's a bud thing. It could be a bud thing.
Hold on. Budenholzer has been nuts.
Yeah.
He completely changed his game plan.
I know.
What?
I know.
What happened?
That's why I feel so good about this. It's not how the teams play. It's how Bud has managed the games. I'm like, I'm getting serious.
You're talking about
the freak nature of Giannis.
Giannis
right
has evolved from the Greek freak to the Greek god at this point.
Yeah.
He is insane. Especially
he's the next Shaq.
I'm sorry. Did we not just have this conversation, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? About how he was done for the rest of the season.
Right.
I should say, y'all had that conversation. I told you he was coming back.
I did not.
I said my boy was coming back.
I said that we were going to be, everyone was counting Giannis out. And I said, I'm sure he'll be available for the playoffs. We talked about it. We thought maybe he'd take at least a game, maybe two in the finals off.
I did say they should push it back until he came back in Milwaukee.
And I thought he should take a game. Why? Game one, not worth it.
Strike the fear of God in the
But after
the
Suns. He scored 40, 42 in game two, that's when I was like, okay, he's good. We don't got to worry about
Even
this.
Game one, he had 20 points and 17 rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and even then, you had Chris Middleton putting up good numbers in that one, too.
Middleton had a good game, game one.
Here's the thing. The Suns, when I've been making my calls with other people and talking to other people, the Suns, the Bucks' energy level and commitment to each game has not wavered.
No,
whether they
none.
Won or lost. The Suns is a completely different story.
This finals, as much as it's based around Giannis for the Bucks, and he is the MVP of this series, easily, hands down.
Without a question.
And has dominated from beginning to end. But this last game, like, they were down by 18.
16 in the first quarter. Yeah.
The team play throughout the entire game was nuts. And to get 25 points from not just Giannis, but Chris and Drew.
29, what is it? 29 by Middleton, 27 by Drew Holiday.
And Giannis, like, dropping 32.
Yeah. I mean,
it was,
there's nothing you can do. Not to mention Pat Connaughton having the most insane playoffs ever.
He is what Tyler Hero wishes he could be. Absolutely. Pat Connaughton, Project Pat. What a guy, dude. I seriously looked online for Pat Connaughton jerseys, and you can't find them. I need
Pat
Connaughton jersey.
You need a PJ Tucker and his 4.6 points per game.
I have another thing for PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker is the new Draymond Green. He is what Draymond Green...
With half the points.
Oh, well, right. But
not actually, like, a third of the points.
It's not that I'm saying he's... It's just the annoying bitch on the team. Because he is. I would hate playing against PJ Tucker. Oh, my God. But it's a guy you would love to have on your team.
Dude, and it's hard to think about.
And that's what Draymond was for Golden State.
It's hard to think about. But would this team be as defensively annoying if they had a healthy Dante DiVincenzo? I'm not saying that they wouldn't win, because, you know what I mean? But, like, dude, here's the thing. You wouldn't have PJ Tucker starting games.
Right.
And I do think that that is a huge factor.
I don't remember off the top of my head if we talked about this on the pod. Would like to go back. That pod. Yeah, I didn't know what else to say. The show? It's like real Mark with it? I don't know if we talked about this, but I thought I remember. I feel like my initial thoughts were when Dante DiVincenzo went down, it was like, damn, that sucks, but I think we'll be all right. Like, he's not.
Yeah, I don't think we were. You know what?
I think he's a little overrated around the league.
Ooh, I don't know about
that. A little
bit.
You know
what?
Because I think he's the sleeper, and honestly, he can just stay asleep.
Our points per game was definitely affected by it. Because Dante adds 10 to 15 more points than PJ Tucker.
That's true.
You know, and that's, again, that's PJ Tucker, though. You know what I mean? He's not there to be a scorer. Was that game four? He had 0 points.
Yeah.
He had one attempt, he missed it, and had 0 points. But
he's a
defensively
pest.
He locks dudes down.
He's an absolute pest.
And not to mention the when you combine his defensive prowess with the insane octopus lock that Drew Holiday has been holding on Chris Paul or Devin Booker or whomever he is on, not to mention just being able to play through the bullshit penalties that are coming against him, because, you know,
and the ones they won't call on
Devin
Booker.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Devin Booker can put a goddamn chokehold on him and, oh, everything's hunky-dory.
Exactly.
You know, nothing like Kendall's boyfriend.
Did you see the one at the end of the game with the steal, but the Bucks maintained possession? Did you see that at the end of the game? Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know.
Did they call a foul on that play?
Or
okay.
But they did, because then
and they
that
did
was
it
Middleton.
On the game six one.
That was that was Middleton
hitting
that one basket to lock it in.
Right.
Also Middleton adding some dramatic flair
what
to that
the fuck,
too.
Chris?
Missing the first
what the fuck,
one.
Man, I was really like
he missing
God
the first one.
It.
He's like, dog, what are you doing?
Right, he's Middleton. A 90% free throw shooter and misses the first one.
He's only like one of the most efficient free throw shooters in the league.
Shooters in the league, regular season wise at least too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. But
and now we have we're gonna have an endless talk of the the choke artist formerly known as Chris Paul, and his the dirtiness of that entire team, by the way, but Chris Paul especially. Chris Paul's a dirty player.
Chris Paul was, some people were, you know, everyone was talking about who thought the Suns were the favorite, that Chris Paul was the best player in the series and the best player on the Suns.
Yeah, definitely not the series. You have both rankings. Devin Booker and Giannis that were ahead
exactly.
Of them.
But you know, Chris Paul got some MVP votes because of how his value is to the team. That's what I mean. Most
I
valuable player
but
in
he
the
wasn't,
series.
Not first team. That was either Jokic or my boy Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose confirmed 10 points for the MVP voting this year. Just saying. Anyway, Chris Paul, he has looked bad. He is now. This is the thing.
He's not turning
the ball over, and that makes him look a lot better.
He's also not passing the ball all that well.
He's very irrelevant in some of these games.
Here's the thing, though. If you look at it just by the numbers, it doesn't look bad at all. Like last game, he had 21 points, and I think
he
nine
came
or 10
on in
assists.
The fourth too, though.
But yes, that's what I mean. If you look, he is missing a lot of clear passes that he should be making. He's missing shots, you know, shot opportunities that he's not taking because for whatever reason. And on top of that, Devin Booker is taking far too many shots.
He's hitting some, though.
And don't get me wrong, he's efficient. He shot 55% from three. Field goal percentage last game, and then 68% from 3-point efficiency. Guess what? It doesn't matter.
They're not getting anyone else shots. But Mikal Bridges is also scaring me as well.
Well, I'm not scared of anyone. I'm telling you right now, the humbleness and the what Giannis had mentioned the other day, that the level of pride that this team has is insane.
Did you see his post game speech where he was talking about his past, his present, his future?
This is what I'm talking about.
That was
that's all he talked about was humble,
awesome,
and being humble and worrying about his own pride and nothing else.
If you you think in the past that's your ego, like, oh, dude,
and
what a fucking dude.
Because
man.
Of this,
what a guy to come to this city. What a guy.
I am not
we love him.
I'm not crowning the Bucks yet.
No, they need to win.
I am following
suit. I am not
suit.
Safe at all yet. I am just so happy with where we are now.
It is feeling good.
Yes,
and to say that I feel more confident in the Bucks is an understatement. But I'm not guaranteeing
anything. No, and I will be sick as fuck if something were to happen. Because I do feel good. But
yes.
I do think they still need to fit. They need to win one more.
And you know what? I don't think this team has that cockiness.
I think they're determined.
You don't have confident guys like that. You know what I mean? The most, quote, confident guy, overconfident is Giannis, and Giannis is not that guy at all. But like, look at Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton don't give two shits.
Drew Holiday keeps
to himself all the time. PJ Tucker just talks about how everyone else is being assholes.
Right.
And Brooke Lopez just goes,
Lopez.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
tough scene. Robin Lopez on the team last year, not this
done
year.
It.
Shit.
Well, yeah, tough scene. Torrey Craig.
Ooh.
Still gets
his ring though.
Even tougher scene. Eric Bledsoe.
Oh, yes. That can be a great segue into the steal. The fucking steal. Okay, we're talking about the free throws by Middleton. The steal by Drew Holiday at the end of the game, dude. To knock it away. And then the lob after.
All right.
That
I'm challenging you. At the end of the series, when it's all said and done, regardless of who wins, which play is bigger? Is it going to be
that or the block?
The steal and lob, or the double, the coverage and block by Giannis? This is insanely difficult.
Dude, I think I have to go with the lob. I think I do. Because the lob, dude, they could have tied the game, taken the lead because we wanted to go up by four. So they could have taken the lead on that possession. Devin Booker, their leading scorer, has...
Yeah, that would have put them up by
a point
one.
If they got the two.
Oh, my God.
Devin Booker, their leading scorer, has the ball, and he's at the mid-range, you know, from the key, his money shot, when he gets around to it. Jrue Holiday heads up steal. Giannis, I knew he was going to lob it. I knew it. I saw that play coming.
Watch the bird's eye view of that shit. You can see the whole thing breaking down in Jrue Holiday's brain, and where he just, his eyes open up and they perk up. He goes, right here, motherfucker. And he, dude, it's so fucking
and
beautiful.
Then I love it when he throws it and then he jumps when Giannis jumps. Yeah. Like he wanted him to go up and get it, dude. Oh my God. Yeah. And then the foul at the end. That play is the best. That's the best play.
The foul at the end where Giannis misses the goddamn
Free throw again. But hey, he gets the rebound to hit it out to Chris.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
And I'd much rather have Chris taking the free throws.
Oh, really? And he still only made one.
And he still fucking scared it. Oh, my God.
Also, while we're talking about Chris Middleton, I need a half an apology from
you. I need to say that I am ready to say sorry to Chris Middleton.
It's going
to
be so good.
That's what I will write out.
I'm so ready for it.
Give you a paragraph. A solid, like, good apology.
I want a dissertation.
Heartfelt. But I am ready to say sorry to Chris Middleton. I am not saying sorry to Chris Middleton yet.
Despite him being so damn good, Spencer Dinwiddie and CJ McCollum, slow your roll.
Right.
Both of them are crowning him the finals MVP.
Yeah. No.
Excuse you. No.
It's Giannis.
It's going to be Giannis.
It's going to be Giannis.
Is insane. Been more consistent. Sorry, it's just the facts. But Middleton has been a major factor. And outside of realistically one game, he has been pretty on point.
He has been the Tony Parker to the Tim Duncan in the finals kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's got to be the way to LeBron.
I don't think it's that good.
I don't want to compare him to Wade like that.
Right.
But as far as the overall, like, team comparison, like, I shouldn't say team, but, like, stature, that Batman and Robin deal, it's not fair. That, like, Batman and Robin is not fair
What did Chuck say? Kendrick Perkins. Oh, this fucking idiot, dude. We never even talked about Kendrick Perkins.
Who started this Batman and Robin debate?
Called them the Justice League, Batman and Superman.
See, and that's more accurate to me. Mm. I can get down with that because Giannis charges in and beats people up like Superman does. And Batman is strategic and takes some good shots. And that makes Jrue Holiday, Green Lantern, and... then I'm going to give...
Brook Lopez is the Thing. Not in there.
Wrong! It's the wrong goddamn thing! Brook Lopez is like Apache Chief because he's so damn tall. And I guess that makes PJ Tucker Aquaman because he's kind of useful, but he really doesn't do anything offensively.
Yeah, fair enough. Fucking Aquaman, dude. It's awesome what's going on right now in the city and for the team. And
okay, not to get skeptical, the Bucks need to be wary of where they are with fouls tomorrow because the NBA wants this to go to Game 7.
Yes.
They don't care who wins, but they want this to go to Game 7. The officiating is going to be tight tomorrow, and the Bucks better be ready for that.
The Bucks need to counteract that with getting to the rack. Get your own fouls on top of it because they're going to have to – it's going to be so blatant.
Yes.
The officiating, if they keep doing it that way – get as many shots as you can as close to the basket. I get it. Three-pointers win the game. Stick to your shots. When they're on, we forget how great. Now everyone's realizing. But the national media forgot how good the Bucks are at shooting. They are a great shooting team. They just don't have that Steph Curry or Dame Lillard with it. And their best player is not a shooter.
The Suns are a cornered dog at this point. They are going to be coming out hot. And you saw they threw a big old, I don't want to say last ditch, but that first quarter on Saturday was the Suns trying to give, like, an extra effort than they had.
Yes.
And granted, it only lasted one quarter, but, they were up 16. Like, that's a fuck ton.
That's a lot in basketball.
Especially in the finals when the level of play goes up.
So competitive and so even.
So the Bucks need to just, like, be that level-headed character.
Head down, nose to the grind.
Yeah.
Get it going.
Man, we are so biased right now.
I know.
I know we're supposed to be non-biased.
No, we're not. We're an
slightly non-biased.
We are an entertainment sports show. And we are from Milwaukee, and we have never in our lifetimes seen a Milwaukee Bucks NBA championship.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Fuck that. We can be as biased as we want during this. I want the Bucks to win. Yes, I want the Bucks to win. And you know what? In California, they don't want the Bucks to win. Fucking bitches.
Pretty much anywhere doesn't.
I know. They're like people rooting for the Suns over there, and it's like they're in the same division as you. Fuck that.
It is literally Milwaukee against the country right now.
Especially
after every single market got so angry at Giannis for not signing that max contract. Drew Holiday has his contract like extended.
This big three is locked up
for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they're locked up.
You know, now we get to see where they fall with role players. Well, Bryn Forbes.
Yes.
Bobby Portis. Stay.
I would love to keep Bobby
Portis. PJ Tucker, I would like to, but I think he's gone too.
Yes.
But yeah.
It's going to be weird to see because look at the future of the NBA on top of it with it. If the Bucks want to consider, like, you know, I was listening to some sports talk, and they were talking about does the NBA shift in this direction of how to build a team rather than super teams, find your core star that loves the city, that's like the pride, the humble, and represents the city well, get your ratings up on a personal level, not on a national level kind of thing, because you're seeing how the city's rallied behind the team right now.
Oh yeah,
Bucks ratings are through the roof in the state, everyone's involved. So you think about guys like Luka Doncic, Trae Young, Ja Morant, you know, you got these guys who are really good for their cities and their markets, and you wonder if they're going to, you know, try to invest in that, whereas those guys are going to stay put rather than go jump onto the bigger markets.
Speaking of, people that mean so much to their cities that are getting no help or support at all, Damian Lillard. That is some drama out in Portland.
Real quick, before we get to Damian Lillard, give me your final. What are you thinking going into tomorrow?
Dude, I do think the Bucks secure it.
Are you going to go to any place to watch it? Are you going to go to the Light Palace or something? I'm going to go to the public. I'm going to the Deer District.
Good luck. 25,000 people is the capacity.
I know.
You better get down there.
4 o'clock.
And, yeah. You better even go earlier than that.
I'm going down.
But I'm going to try to go somewhere. I don't know. Again, my good luck to the Bucks is not watching them. I think they do better if I don't watch. Now, don't get me wrong, I still look at my phone and I keep track on that. But, I really get nervous when I watch the games.
I know. It's scary. It's scary now.
Yes.
This is the biggest game in the city in a long time.
I mean, the last 50 years.
Yeah, since the Brewers in the 80s.
Oh, I was going just Bucks alone.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, meant the city in general.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the biggest game in the city in a long time.
Well, you know what, though? It's even more important than that because the Brewers weren't close to winning that series. They got their ass beat.
Right. And so I also agree. I think that I'm feeling really good about tomorrow, and I think they can do it. They seem really good, and they seem to be working really well, and Phoenix isn't playing bad.
No.
That's why it looks really good. The Bucks just have figured it out, and they are playing like one of the best teams, like core teams, in a while right now.
Their core is stronger.
It is.
I agree. How many times have the Bucks played like Jordan Nwora and Elijah Bryant in these games?
Thanasis at the end of a quarter and shit too.
Yep.
You know, they do it all the time.
Yep.
So, what did we talk? What did
Damian
we
Lillard?
Damian Lillard.
That's where we were.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
You think he's gonna get traded?
No,
I don't either.
I don't think there's any team. First of all, there is no team that can provide the haul that they are going to need.
Dame's. Before this year, I would have said Dame was the best point guard in the NBA. I now think he's probably number two to Steph Curry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
But like, is there anyone? Yeah, Steph Curry's way above him. No.
Yeah, Steph Curry's
is there anyone above Damian Lillard? after that? I mean, is Luka a point guard? If Luka's a point guard, then I guess we got to put Luka above him.
I'm not ready to crown Luka that.
Really?
Luka is way too selfish of a player. Maybe as an individual scorer, I can give him that, but Luka is selfish.
I think I'm putting Luka over Dame Lillard.
You know what? I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah.
But Damian Lillard wants out, doesn't want out.
What are these reports just saying he wants to go, and then he's got to be like, I never said that?
Well, I mean, of course he has to say that. He can't just come right out and say that, like, I want to be out.
Would that be your quickest way out?
I guess, you know, you got a whole bunch of dramatic sports figures as of late, so why not him? Why doesn't he just jump right on that bandwagon?
And he is Portland.
Portland is a Blazers town. You can't say they're a sports town because they have nothing else there.
The Timbers, MLS, baby.
Yeah, like I said. And also, again, while we're at it, anyone that out there that even remotely thinks that Damian Lillard will get traded to the Los Angeles Lakers needs to fuck right
for
off.
For Kuzma, baby.
Right. Yeah, exactly. there's just no chance in that happening.
What about
Damian
the Knicks?
Lillard?
The Knicks seems realistic.
Damian Lillard has like 3 years left on a contract.
It's a big contract. He did just sign it.
So not only are you going to have to give pretty much every draft pick you can have for the foreseeable future, every draft pick.
Yeah, four
that's
of them.
First
probably.
And second round. Yeah. You're also going to have to provide at least two quality young talent players.
So what if the Knicks did like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett and four first round picks?
That's not happening. Why would they do that? Because now
they're not winning a title with
that
team.
Here's the thing though.
Why not get the star?
And why would Damian not that he has that option, but Damian Lillard is going to be pissed off too, because now he's going from Portland in the West to Portland in the East.
Yeah.
Because Julius Randle is the Knicks right now.
Right. But Damian Lillard could run the East. Look what Trae Young did.
No chance.
I'm just saying Damian Lillard could get farther the East. He can't compete in the West by himself.
The East is not easy enough for one guy to sweep.
No, I don't think so either. But at the same time, look what Trae Young did to get to where he is. If they surround him with something in the East, maybe. Maybe. Because it's not Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. They're not going to win a title. They're not.
RJ Barrett is not worth it.
He played better this last year.
RJ Barrett's not worth it, though. Not
young guy.
Again, I don't.
It's like 22, 23.
Realistically, what's a talent out there that is worth trading to?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I'm just saying if they were floating ideas.
Maybe like Minnesota? And throw over, was it Anthony Edwards? Is that his name?
Yeah.
You know and what like, I mean? Like,
but then do you give up, like, D'Angelo Russell or you give up Cat?
It's got to be D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah. And that would piss off Cat.
Look, D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, and it's got to be a couple more to match that his salary. And a whole buttload of first-round picks. Again, that makes sense. I don't think that Minnesota's doing that though. I don't think that at all.
You think it's a bad trade on Minnesota's end?
I just don't think they do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they have any reason to do it. I'm also a little bit over the hype of Karl Anthony Towns. So the idea that Karl Anthony Towns is like would be mad, who gives a fuck?
I mean, he could.
He's got no defense.
He could be a two. Yeah, he does have no defense.
He's got no defense. He's the worst big man in the league because of that.
For defense. Yeah.
OKC has a shit ton of stars
and
picks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I think they like him over there.
I know, but I'm just saying, like I'm trying to float potential people.
OKC is a good, but I don't think he would want to go there.
Well, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have that no trade clause. Mm. This is all on Portland. And again, Portland, the city of Portland would burn down if they traded Damian Lillard.
And they would all be high from the weed that is around there, too, at the same time.
That is the holy figure of that city.
Yes, Damian Lillard is Portland.
Yeah, so I again, he's not going anywhere. This is kind of a dumb conversation because there's just no chance of him getting traded. I don't think there is any team that realistically has the viable assets to trade.
I agree. I think he's gone. That was our rant on why he won't get traded.
Yay.
What should we go into next? Should we talk some baseball?
All right.
Play some baseball before? All right. The Brewers. To go back to a little Milwaukee theme right at the beginning. Since we're all Milwaukee. This might be called the Milwaukee episode. I might call it that. That's what I think. The Brewers looked pretty rough against the Reds. And I feel like the Reds always fuck us up when they play us this year.
Well,
until the first four games, they were down 1-3. They then proceed to sweep the Reds and win 3-0 and then take 4-3 on the Reds in the seven games.
Yes.
Corbin Burnes looked stupid good yesterday. Pitched into the ninth, 12 strikeouts, a walk. And Willie Adames trade, man, is looking so good. So good. Batting .314 with the Brewers right now.
Willie Adames is just insane.
He's nuts. He's batting cleanup for him.
Well, he's been providing that strength to the team, I guess. I don't know.
He's got some crazy energy he's riding right now. And also, Brewers made a trade. And because Dan Vogelbach was hurt, they got the other Dan Vogelbach of the league, Rowdy Tellez. Do you know who Rowdy Tellez? Have you seen Rowdy Tellez?
He is the former Miami Marlins guy, right? Isn't that what he was?
I don't remember. No, he was on the... Yeah, dude. This is literally Dan Vogelbach. But it was the Blue Jays Dan Vogelbach.
Oh, Blue Jays. That's right.
Because Dan Vogelbach has been hurt, they got another Dan Vogelbach.
This one right here. That's the picture. Look at him. Oof. He has got man gut right there.
Dude.
With still, like, the muscles behind it.
That's what I mean. It's like, this is the most Dan Vogelbach. Like, we got the two most Dan Vogelbach-looking people in the league. Rowdy Tellez wants to be Dan Vogelbach. Just so we bring that up for him.
Well, you know, he can never quite do that.
No, so. He couldn't. He couldn't.
Good luck. It is.
Looking good for the Brewers right now. They have a 7-game lead now on the Reds after they pulled within 4 as well.
And not to mention, you also see some of their, quote, contenders starting to sell off. The Cubs did that last week, getting rid of Jacques Peterson.
Yep.
Sending him to Atlanta.
For a first base prospect or something. Nothing big.
Nothing too crazy.
Do you think they're going to continue to sell Chicago?
Yes.
Do you think?
I'm sorry.
Okay, do you think?
I'm sorry. For a first base prospect.
Ooh. You think Rizzo's gone?
Anthony Rizzo.
You think so?
I don't think so. I just think that is a very telling move.
Do you think Rizzo, Bryant, or Baez, do you think any of them will get traded this before the deadline?
I think if anyone does, it's going to be Chris Bryant. I also will guarantee you that Craig Kimbrell gets traded.
Oh, yeah, he's their fourth. He's the fourth guy.
He should be their number one guy.
Yeah, he'll be the easiest to get off.
Because he's the top bullpen guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no question that he gets gone.
Correct.
Anyone else? I don't know. Maybe Wilson Contreras. Just because he's a good offensive catcher.
It sucks that their system worked for 1 year. For a baseball fandom. But also, fuck the Cubs at the same time.
Cubs suck, baby.
Cubs suck.
Cubs suck and will always suck.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, so I don't know. Right now, again, the Brewers' second place team is the Reds at 7 back.
Okay, now on a scale of 1 to 10 for the Brewers, where are you now in terms of, we're kind of serious excitement?
Zero.
Zero still?
I'm sorry, we still have the finals. Okay. I have, not to mention, there's like 69
good
games
point,
left.
Good point,
Nice. It's true, there's like 69 games left. I cannot care about the Brewers.
That's true. This is not a good time to ask that question.
Yes.
Next week when we get like a few games
and the Brewers in. The Bucks parade,
should we go to that?
When would it be?
They just talked about it today. If he did a parade, it would be the very next day.
Okay.
Do you know why? Because Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday are playing for the goddamn Team USA team.
I don't think so.
100% they are. They're already on the roster.
They're going to go. Why would you go? I would not go.
Especially that trash-ass team.
Yeah, they might need Chris Middleton.
They have no big men.
Why do they not just let Kevin Durant drop 50? Just let Kevin Durant drop 50. Stop putting him in for 5 minutes to drop 22.
Dude, and I'm sorry. Like, we had Mike Krzyzewski before that coaching this team. What has Greg Popovich done since taking over?
He looks like an ass right now, too.
He does not look good. He has not done anything good for him. I don't understand that. And with all the dudes that are just dropping out, like...
Zach LaVine just recently today, too. Entered.
Really?
Yes. Oh, Zach LaVine is not traveling with the team.
But look at the guys they passed up on. So they don't have Ja Morant. They didn't take Trae Young. Jarrett Allen. Why are you taking JaVale McGee over Jarrett Allen?
Can I just say that JaVale McGee has an opportunity and is probably the favorite to be now a three-time NBA champion and a one-time Olympic gold medalist? What a turnaround for JaVale McGee. From Shaqton MVP to world champion on an even bigger level.
Julius Randle isn't on that team. LaMelo Ball isn't on this team. Zion Williamson isn't on this team.
Why didn't they send Zion?
Dude, I don't even think of that. Seriously.
Oh my god, a Zion USA jersey would look so cool.
I don't understand what they were doing at all when they built this team. Why all those names that I listed, all of them are better than Kevin Love, who left the team as well.
Correct.
But why? What? What is going on? This is a trash Team USA.
This could be a redeem team part two situation developing here.
Yeah, I could see that. Especially you don't have like LeBron out there either. You know, that is a huge factor.
Or Chris Paul or something. There's not a lot of leadership. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be that guy.
And you got crazy good teams out there. I'm sorry. You might laugh. Team Yugoslavia. You want me to
yeah,
read
I
off
do
the wanna,
name? I want to hear who's on there.
Nikola Vucevic.
Okay, that's decent.
Nikola Jokic.
Jesus.
Jusuf Nurkic.
That's a big man team.
Dario Saric.
Well, not anymore. Torn ACL.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Whoops. Let me retract that. Oh, let me go to Luka Doncic.
That's Slovenia.
He is on the Yugoslavian team.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Bet.
No way. He's on Slovenia.
Bet.
Yeah, look it up. I want to look it up. Because I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it's Slovenia he's on. Is Yugoslavia all get like a bunch of nations?
Yeah.
They all can do that? How would they not be whooping ass before? This is the first time Yugoslavia has ever gotten that? And they've had a bunch of countries together?
Doug, I'm telling you. Team Yugoslavia. Where is it? I just was reading. Oh, wait. You got to go down more. Starting lineups. Who's that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Vucevic, Jokic, Bojan Bogdanovic.
Damn, they might lose.
I'm sorry. Look, and not to mention the bench. Goran Dragic.
Teodosic.
Milos Teodosic. Vasily Micic. I always get fuck his name.
Boban
Marjanovic. Doug, I'm sorry. That is a fucking squad.
You know what? That's so awesome. This could be a rivalry in basketball that could really fuel something now. Like, look at all the talent that's coming out of the Yugoslavia region now. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a whole
really
bunch
showing
of itches.
Yeah, for real. Doncic, Vucevic, Bogdanovic.
Outside of Nemanja Bjelica, they're all itches. I'm just saying.
son of an itch.
Yeah.
Son of an itch.
But, dude, they're, to me, even with a healthy Team USA, they do not match up. Look at the size difference. That is an insane team.
That's going to be a cool one. That's going to be a cool one to watch. That should be the gold medal match. Holy shit, that should be the gold medal match.
I would not be surprised if Team USA gets bounced.
Really?
Dude, I'm telling you, they have no size. It is.
JaVale
McGee. Look at Nigeria. Nigeria is sneaky.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. When do the Olympics start? This week, right?
It's, somewhere close.
I think the event itself, the opening ceremonies are going to start this week at some point, too.
Dude, I'm very nervous of this Olympics. Look at just, and I know, again, not to get somewhat, I don't want to say political, but the COVID cases that are popping up around the league lately, around the U.S. sports, let alone to get all these countries together, it's a little scary. You can't deny that it's not a little scary.
Okay, there might be some concern, but like we were concerned and we did not handle it well the last time. Like whatever we did last time, it didn't work so great, or at least it wasn't followed.
You had
well.
What about the All-Star game last week? Oh, by the way, the All-Star game happened.
Well, we talked about the home run derby, right? We didn't do the All-Star game.
We didn't do the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, well, I have another guy on this list that made a big impact in the All-Star game, a couple of them, so we can. But, yeah, maybe it's something that you got to keep an eye on for sure. They shouldn't jeopardize safety of all this stuff. But if people want to do it, more power to them. They cancel the fans, so that's their step. If these athletes still want to go out there and do it, and they're taking the proper precautions, go out there and do it.
Yeah.
That's my line of it.
I'm not saying we shouldn't be having it. I'm saying, can we at least be a little
We got to be careful. We got to be careful, because, yes.
Again, you had Stanton go to the All-Star game, and then when he came back, was immediately diagnosed with COVID. I'm just saying.
It got a little scary.
It
was for a second. And they canceled the game. But, you know, they handled it well. What they needed to. Okay?
Okay.
That's all you can do now is whatever gets thrown at you. Because they're trying to be as normal as possible.
Sure.
At the same time. With some precautions.
Yep.
NHL expansion draft real quick.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. No idea.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's coming up. But they protected the players. They protected the players.
Yes. And, most notable...
should I get into the Seattle Kraken? Because you're a Golden Knights guy with the last team. Like, should I just get into the Seattle Kraken?
Oh, I mean, I like the Golden Knights. I'm mainly a Blackhawks guy. Okay. But,
yes.
I mean, they just sold off a whole bunch of their players, too. By Duncan Keith.
I don't even know who that is. He was one
of the captains of the team. Mm. But most notably for this expansion draft, I will 100% guarantee you the Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price will get picked up by Seattle. There is almost no one better out there as far as a goalie for availability.
Didn't get protected?
No, because the Canadiens had a better prospect that they had to save.
A lot of cap hit probably too.
Carey Price is also getting up there in age. Look, I mean, you got to watch out for him. But, I mean, I guarantee you he will get picked up by Seattle. That'll probably be one of their top two or three guaranteed players they snag.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And it'll be interesting to see if they have the same level of success that Vegas did. Vegas made it to the NHL finals. They lost, but they did it in the first... Was that their first year?
First season.
They were exciting, and they're already, in a short amount of time, one of the more popular teams in the league.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Get behind it.
And Seattle Kraken, that's up there in one of my favorite names.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
I think it's badass. It's kind of like... childish/nerdy badass.
Is it not? Hopefully it's not trendy. You know what I mean?
Like we're going to get a whole bunch of mythological creatures?
Yeah. Like,
all right, San Bernardino, chupacabras.
Right, exactly.
Come on now. I
don't want everyone to be like this. Let them be unique, okay? Let them be unique. Like Cleveland baseball team, you're not going to be the Sasquatches.
And now, starting for your Wisconsin Hodags.
Exactly.
Damian Lillard.
We don't need that. See, we don't need that. We don't need that. Should we get into our review? Or
hold up, what do you got?
We're pretty deep into this, man.
Well, I know we had so much to talk about
with the Bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just wondering because, like, you know,
a couple more baseball things that we should like not quick hit but touch on a little bit. One super scary Nationals Padres the other night,
dude, 24-8.
Oh, I was talking about the gunshots.
Yikes!
Yeah, that was
also
terrifying.
Very scary.
But yeah, that. There were a lot of shots fired, I guess, at that point. Is that too soon?
I don't know.
But, yeah. Like, dude, what a scary situation. I couldn't even imagine. Did you see Tatis and who was the other one? Machado were grabbing guys out of the – grabbing people out of the stands and, like, getting the damn clubhouse?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Way to go. Thankfully, it was outside the ballpark, which could have been really fucking bad if it was inside. And I believe 4 people were wounded. No deaths. That's great. And then speaking of baseball, did you also hear that all of the very fun rules that we talked about that the MLB added, they're all going away?
Yeah, what the fuck, Rob Manfred? God, like, I know there's no way you can possibly just keep fucking yourself on purpose.
Yeah.
He has to be doing this on purpose.
Yeah. You know,
to be an asshole at this point. No more seventh inning. So we're not. No more seventh inning doubleheaders. Which.
I'm kind of okay with. Only because.
They won't count these no hitters.
Yeah.
They won't count these no hitters.
Honestly, it's more fair to the players to have seventh inning doubleheaders. That's 4 extra innings is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But again, if there's anything that I'm okay with, quote, you know, in quotation marks, I'm okay with that one going. But the extra innings runner on second, I'm sorry. No.
Why would you take that away?
Keep that.
It doesn't make any sense.
And
now,
I guess
the thought is it's supposed to be just for the 10th inning. Did I hear that?
No, I heard it was gone altogether.
Because the actual California baseball rule, because that's what it's derived from, it's called, doesn't start until the 11th inning with that. The 10th inning, they do play an inning of regular baseball, which, you know, maybe you can float that idea around if you want to get a little you know, old schooly with baseball again. But once we get to 11 innings, throw a runner at second base. Throw a runner at second base. All scoreboards go up to 10 anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how you could change that. Could you put, like, a runner on first and then not have the ability of a double play?
They should just do bases loaded, 2 outs.
That's insane.
That would be fucking awesome.
No, that's insane. I don't like that.
Why not?
That's too much. There's still... Then it's a... that's a home run or bust type situation. An idea. Not literally, but that's more or less what it is. I don't like that.
I do.
Also, getting rid of the shift. Or I should say, getting rid of the shift killer... Why? I guess I haven't really noticed it all that much. But why?
What do you mean the shift killer?
Remember, they implemented a rule that you weren't allowed to do the shift.
Right,
the shift.
Right. Okay, you're right.
And they're already trying to get rid of that.
That was at the MLB level?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I guess I didn't notice either.
But yeah, I don't know why they would do that. I don't know. This is...
Because I'll speed up the game more. Than home runs.
We're going to slow it down, apparently. Yeah. We're going to slow the fuck out of these games.
It's ridiculous.
Every game is going to go back to being 6
Can
hours.
Can you imagine? Rob Manfred is so lucky baseball is dying, because otherwise he would be getting his asshole ripped even farther.
You know what, though? It's really not.
It isn't, no.
Because you have Shohei Ohtani. You have Vlad Guerrero Jr. You have Fernando Tatis. All those three dudes... are all the face of baseball right now.
DeGrom.
Yes, Jacob DeGrom on the pitching side of things. But those are the faces of baseball. We don't have one, because how long was it Mike Trout is the face of baseball? No, we have at least 3 dudes. And if you want to count DeGrom, that's 4 guys.
Well, I have these guys all listed on the talk sheet for today, kind of. So in terms of first half MVP versus... then afterwards, who should be the MVP kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So DeGrom versus Tatis. Who's first half MVP for you? In the NL, because obviously they do it in the NL and the AL.
It's so hard because it's pitching versus position.
Right.
And that always makes it difficult. I think I got to go Tatis.
You think?
I do.
And really?
I think I know where you're going with this as well. I'm also going to go with the position player in the AL too, Vlad Guerrero.
Over Ohtani?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Because I agree that I think by the end of the season, Tatis will be the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe DeGrom, you could say right now, is like valuable enough.
Yeah, and he'll Cy Young.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, he's got
that locked up for the most part.
Yes.
Locked up. I do think Tatis, by the end of the year, he's on pace for a 50-40 season. 50 homers, 40, mm-hmm. 40 stolen bases. Never been done before.
Yeah.
On the other side, I would say Ohtani is the MVP now. And I think if he progresses and continues to do this all season, he will win the MVP.
Here is my problem.
I do want to say, though, if Vlad Jr. wins the Triple Crown, he's got to be the MVP.
Here's my problem with Ohtani. Ohtani's on a bad baseball team. And that plays a factor to me.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like, Mike Trout won those on those bad baseball teams because Mike Trout was insane. Shohei Ohtani, while he's doing very well on both the pitching and the batting, is not doing anything insane. Collectively, it's insane, but he's not putting up insane numbers.
He's hitting a lot of homers.
Yeah.
He leads the MLB in homers.
Yeah.
As a pitcher. That's crazy.
Yeah. Again, Vlad Guerrero is doing more.
But Vlad Jr.
Or not more. I shouldn't say doing more. That's bad. I just think that I think Vlad is the better pick.
He's more valuable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
to his team.
You got a first place team and you got, where are the Angels? Aren't they like 3 or 4? Like, they're not even close.
Definitely the Astros are leading that.
Yeah.
And I think the A's might even be above them too.
The Mariners were also putting up.
No, the Mariners are definitely in last, I think.
Hold on.
I think the Mariners are in last.
I should say the Mariners were making some headway, like, for a minute. It was AL West.
Who's the other team rankings? There's five. Who's the other team?
Rangers. Rangers are last. I'm sorry. Angels are fourth. The Mariners are ahead of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And they're ahead of them by 4 games.
Damn.
Astros have 56. Athletics have 53. Mariners have 50 wins.
Damn. What are they doing?
The Angels are
terrible.
The Angels are at 46, man. 46 and 46. They're at 500. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
how are the Angels going to get two generational talents and fuck them both?
Like I said, it's just, I think to me that plays a factor. And by the end of the year, and you know what though? I take it back. Blue Jays aren't winning the division. I forgot about
the Red Sox. Yeah. I think they're in the playoff run.
48 and 42. So, yeah, I mean, and they're third place.
Yeah, it's the Rays. The Rays are too, right there. Yeah.
Well, you know what though? That might play a huge factor in my, because I
so
totally
a playoff
forgot.
Berth might make the difference.
No, I think record and standing makes the difference.
Mm.
If the Blue Jays crank it up and they end up winning that division, then yes.
Okay,
but dude, you can't argue that the Angels are for as exciting as Shohei Ohtani is. They are equally as disappointing as a team.
Yes. Yes. And I got to see him play.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Did they win?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
He did hit a home run too that game.
Womp womp.
So I don't remember off the top of my head now. But now, all right, we're like an hour in. We'll get into it now. Okay?
Yeah.
The reason why you guys are probably listening to this podcast today because of the overwhelming amounts of media that was promoting this film, Space Jam 2.
Yep.
We both watched it.
You watched it
the day it came out. I watched it the day after it came out. And wow, did that movie suck, dude.
Okay, wait.
The live action part of that movie sucked, dude.
Break it down. You break down this movie first, and then I will comment.
So, first thing, I'm gonna say is I wrote down like a bunch of little quick hits about it.
Yeah, break it down.
Thing. So opening scene, 1998, LeBron James playing basketball as like a elementary school kid. Like, what? How old was LeBron in 1998? How old was he now? 36?
I don't fucking know.
So he was drafted at 18, and like, we'll say he's in like 7th grade. You think LeBron James was like shorter than everyone in 7th grade? Do you think so? That was the first thing I saw.
Yeah, I did think that.
I was like, there's no way LeBron James was the smallest fucking kid on the court in 7th grade. No way. I'm not buying that. But LeBron James, what do I got here?
From
the first scene into his son then playing basketball in the backyard, which like completely renaming LeBron's family was also very weird to me, I thought.
I don't quite understand that. Like, everyone knows of Bronny.
And yeah, and is, you know,
and if you're gonna have bad actor LeBron in there,
bad actor family.
I'm sure Bronny can't be all that much worse, his wife
wasn't in it. Like, it's like a different wife. I thought that was weird.
I thought I would assume that they did the same thing with Jordan.
Yes.
I can't say that I know, because I don't give two shits about. I didn't give two shits about anything but that movie as far as basketball was concerned back then.
And anyway, it was just from the first scene, you could just tell that this was going to be, let's see how far we can go on LeBron's you-know-what. Yep. Like, yep. Oh my God. The Don Cheadle scene where he's like, LeBron James, not only a superstar athlete, social media mogul, family man, entrepreneur. I was like, holy shit. My roommate goes, okay, Don Cheadle, like, LeBron, you know, how do your ribs feel after sucking your own cock the entire fight? Like,
yeah, you know, I think that was written into his contract that they needed to do this.
Oh my gosh. I might have to bleep that word out, but I just...
Cock.
Yeah, it was...
Bleep that out, too. Now you got two.
It was, gross from the beginning. And last thing I want to talk about in the beginning before we get to the cartoon, the LeBron James dab. If I should have turned it off then. I should have turned it off then. What? I get it. You're aiming it at, like, kids. But that's going to age very poorly. Oh, that's going to age very poorly. Sorry.
Have you seen the original Space Jam?
Is it aged poorly?
Oh, my God. Go back and watch it. Go and watch Space Jam.
What?
It is not good. All right, so you got through the first part. Let me give you my first part notes. First of all, I 100% agree with you about the initial thing in the opening.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. And
like,
I
didn't know he was going to be a basketball superstar at 13.
Yeah. Also, too, everyone knows that LeBron James is one of, like, the best father figures in, like, the celebrity media scene.
Also, a very fair point.
They made LeBron James look like an asshole.
Asshole father.
I'm sorry. What? And what happened there?
That's like, part of his brand. Being this big,
ultimate family guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I was, definitely turned off by that.
Yeah.
And they went a little too hard with it. You know what I mean? Now, if that was...
When it comes between the lines, it's strictly business. Like, shut the fuck up.
Again, go back and watch. For as bad of an actor as LeBron James was in this movie, he is leagues better than Michael Jordan.
Yikes.
Dude.
No way.
Tom, go back and fucking watch this movie tonight. that movie has aged so badly.
Okay,
look at it this way. If you were magically teleported and you were in front of the goddamn Looney Tunes, how would you act? No, like, if you were, say I'm Bugs Bunny, like, how would you react meeting me for the first time? Act it out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right? And you have Michael Jordan go, you're not real. You're Bugs Bunny. You're just a cartoon.
That is the same level of emotion that he gave. So, no.
Don Cheadle wearing some fly-ass outfits.
Algae Rhythm.
Yeah, Algae Rhythm.
Fuck.
Holy fucking God. Why can't you just call him Al?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to call him Algae Rhythm? We get it. He's an algorithm.
Yeah.
But God damn it.
That was really gross.
And, yeah. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. Also, to Dom and his game, bruh.
Like, stop it. NBA Jam?
NBA Jam, like, on cocaine. Stop it, dude.
Dude. Oh, God. That's all later right. on.
So now movie. We're there. We're at this point. Also, let's make LeBron James a media mogul. You know what? I could do that. I could see that.
I also wanted to point out, is LeBron James actually claustrophobic? Did you hear that part in the movie, too? He's like, you know I'm claustrophobic. We're in the computer. Oh.
Yeah, and also was just like...
He's a big dude.
Randomly dropped in joke.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. He's a big dude to be claustrophobic. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah, I'm sure.
Just saying, that was stupid.
Okay, so now we are in the goddamn system.
So after he gets sent to, like, the Looney Tunes, when the animated series part comes up, it gets better.
Dude, it saved LeBron's yes. acting. Because yes. they were able to emote him in much better than I would assume LeBron James could act.
Absolutely. It was
that was incredibly smart
yes,
to do that.
I agree.
And kind of cool too. I wish they actually would have kind of went through that a little bit more in the other areas. And they did it a little bit, but not to the level that I was hoping they would.
I think the cartoon version of it could have passed for all right, like there you go. That was all right. And Bugs Bunny, when he first meets him, that was a pretty good scene, I thought. That was fun, like, yeah. Little intro scene.
Yeah.
And the arranging of the team, like, there was a couple funny things in there, and, like, references. They, the Justice League, they were dropping Warner Bros. Promos all over the damn place.
Yeah. See, and that's where they could have succeeded, because they dressed them up accordingly, right? But what if they, like... They changed up their textures and stuff. So rather than being Looney Tunes and in the like Superman, like the DC universe, right? What if they made it in that style of like the Superman, the Batman cartoon series?
Mm, you know what I mean? That sort of animation?
Yeah, they changed the animation up as they go on. That would have been way cool, and I wish they would have did that.
Because they did change the animation during the game.
Yes, which was weird too. As they made Lola Bunny look incredibly awkward looking.
Okay. You know what? Everyone's got to turn down their horny on Lola Bunny.
I'm not trying to get turned on by Lola. I'm just saying they changed up her look in the face way too much.
Okay, but there were legit people, like, pissed off that she didn't have a rack and an ass.
Yeah, well.
That's turn down the horny,
yeah.
Everyone, okay?
Well, look, Warner Brothers turned down the horny. You know, they got rid of a scene with Pepe Le Pew where Pepe Le Pew, like... Legitimately, almost.
What
like,
is the Spanish mouse like? What
are Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, are we gonna? I mean,
definitely, it's a little.
It's a little edgy for Looney Tunes, maybe.
Yeah. Look, they, dude, you have no idea where they used to be.
I guess.
Go up, everyone out there. Go look up a video of Slowpoke Rodriguez. That is Speedy Gonzalez's cousin. You. Have never seen anything more offensive by the Looney Tunes. Oh my fucking yikes. God.
That's
but that's a different story. Yeah.
But then so I mean what was your favorite part from the animated part, I guess? I don't know. Did you have anything that stood out? The planning was whatever, it was cool, whatever. I liked the recruiting, it was fine.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Did you watch again, it with you watched it at work with
yeah,
the guys,
with all
right?
my clients. Yeah. So that They were loud, so yeah. I can only pick up 75% of the movie, which is a lot higher than I normally pick up. Black Widow I had to watch like four times before I got anything through. But yeah, I thought that was actually probably my favorite part is when they're traveling around. Again, they made LeBron James look like an asshole that entire time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I have it.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, we need to get this recruiting. Superman could have used him on Cleveland.
What? Savage.
That's fucking wild.
Savage.
He got that in the movie.
Savage.
Fuck.
Also,
no way. That, you know what?
And I was having arguments in California. They all, by the way, think Jordan's better than LeBron all time wise. They got to stop. Okay? Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop. It's LeBron. LeBron's the greatest basketball player of all time. End of discussion. But this
I'm questioning that after this past,
I swear to God, finals. this last year, he was slowing down. It's the first time he slowed down since in 18 years.
I don't care.
Anyway,
I'm still
this movie was like, damn, you're not making me look good in these arguments.
Yeah, no, well, he hasn't looked good in the past year. So.
It's been really rough.
Shame on you, Bugs Bunny, for being like, oh yeah, we're gonna take the Looney Tunes. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, no, get Superman out here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like, what do you have? King Kong?
That was another one he wanted, too.
Bruh, King Kong would have whooped that ass.
Dude, King Kong in the paint?
Reached over and just go like that.
He was in the crowd. Did you see him in the crowd?
I'll get to that later, too. But, like, King Kong could have just came in and just been like, no, it might have been goaltending at that point.
I guess. Like, but there was no rules in that game.
No, well,
it didn't
matter anyway.
That's
the whole point, right?
Ridiculous. I called travel on LeBron at least 3 times. it was ridiculous.
You know what, though? That's an NBA game.
They don't do it. Yeah,
they don't call fouls on LeBron, dude.
No chance.
But also the idea of LeBron, dude, like, fundamentals. Bruh.
Right. I'm sorry, the most star-powered guy in the league. Yeah, fundamentals, my ass.
Yeah, bullshit.
Whatever, team dynamic. I get over in a movie, Diana Taurasi dunked. Okay? Just wanted to put that out there. Maybe that's a highlight reel play. I just wanted to put it out there.
That's rude.
That's all I said.
That's so rude.
That's all I said. I didn't say it was good. I didn't say it was bad. I said she dunked. That could be headliner news. That could have been a SportsCenter thing if we wanted to go off with it, too. Now, LeBron was fucking down by 1,000 at halftime.
Yep.
Actually was down by 1,000.
No, start off at the beginning of that, okay? So let's talk about the game. They get to this finals game. I thought it was rather abrupt. Like, it just sort of happened.
The game was really long, too.
It was. But I'm okay with that because that's like the highlight of it all.
I guess.
But I feel like there was no buildup to the game.
Yeah,
we got the players, and then we're going to argue about how, shit's going down, and now it's game time.
Yeah.
The fuck just happened?
That's what I mean. We were right there.
And let's talk about the goon squad.
Yeah, well, I already brought up Taurasi.
White Mamba. Right, wasn't that her name?
Yeah, I think so, because she was a snake.
Right, wasn't it White Mamba?
There was hot fire or what?
Wet fire.
Ugh. Clay Thompson. Boo. Gross. Yeah, you know what? You know my roommate? We were watching it together, my roommate Joe and I. He was like, why don't you just call him fucking lava? I was like, okay, pretty good point. Wet fire. Lava. That was it. Then there was
the brow.
Yeah, real creative on that one. And then LeBron, why did they do my boy AD like that? Like, the subtle messages and stuff that he was saying was just gross the whole time. And what was Dame time? What was he?
Kronos. Which I have to call hard foul. That did not look like Damian Lillard at all.
No, I agree. I also wrote that down. That was Damian Lillard? ?
Yeah, that was bad.
And they were whooping their ass throughout the entire game.
And I have absolutely no clue who the Spider Woman is.
Asia Wilson.
Is that her name?
Isn't that who it was? She's on the Vegas Aces.
Oh, I thought she had a different name.
Isn't it? I thought it was Asia Wilson. I think so. I think that's who it was. Yeah, they got their ass whooped, as you knew they would.
You know what, though? That was actually, again, good as well. I like the fact that they put it in with Dom. Yikes.
Yeah, Dom James, terrible casting. That's the worst.
But making it his game, and with the trickiness and the style points, and then subsequently making that, I think, I personally thought it was a very fun second half of the game. Because of the Looney Tunes like style transition.
Yeah, and
also, go ahead. Time out. Halftime, funniest fucking joke of the movie.
Go for it.
Sylvester the cat finding Michael Jordan, and it turned out to be Michael B. Jordan.
I put what the fuck Michael B. Jordan cameo, and it was like,
tell
I
me
got
that
Michael...
wasn't great.
That was how much money did he make for that?
30... Too much.
30 seconds.
I don't care.
That was, yeah, I don't know.
That was amazing.
I also think that could have been the, I also wrote in the second half, Don Cheadle's swear bleep was up there too.
When that was good.
That was funny. They made him, you know, just bleeps sometimes are funnier than the actual swear words.
I'll get down with that.
So then LeBron proceeds to come back. As they figure it out, playing their fundamental basketball and team efforts.
It wasn't fundamental. Remember, they got Looney.
They did get the Looney with it.
Yeah. And again, I thought that was fun. I thought that was enjoyable.
And each player got to, like, make a basket, you know, in their own specific way.
Mm-hmm.
Cannon's worth of, was it Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner? When they were shooting cannons
off. Oh, yeah, that
was
good. Yeah. That was good, too. Again, going back to the King Kong deal, I can almost guarantee you they reused assets from Ready Player One in this movie, because I swear to God, I saw that same entrance with King Kong and Iron Giant in that movie.
Mm.
And I'm almost certain. I'd have to go back and rewatch both of the movies just to be sure, but it's really fucking close.
And they end up coming back. Down from 1,000. And you knew LeBron was going to make the last shot. You knew his kid was going to switch. LeBron James, did you count how many shots he made in the movie?
No. Did you?
We found out how many.
Okay.
And rewatched the scene. Four.
Hmm.
Four.
Hey,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron makes four shots.
You know what? You should really, go back over and, like, count how many baskets in total it took to score. It was like 1,040 points.
It was like probably like 20. Like, right? I mean, like 20 to 30?
Sound
like it was more than that?
I'm going to say right now, I'm a little disappointed Bill Murray didn't come back, because Bill Murray was great in the first movie.
Mm.
Should have threw a shout out to him.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
Well, to Space Jam, he is.
Well, I guess. Okay. Also, too, that like manager of LeBron's was super fucking annoying.
Yeah, like he lost him and just was like, I don't know where LeBron is.
All right, put me in the computer.
Please, I need to see LeBron. LeBron, I love you.
Also, I am super over the announcing team of Ernie Johnson and Lil Rel.
I love Ernie Johnson, man. Come on.
Nope.
Dude. Milwaukee
nope,
guy.
Over.
Milwaukee
I
guy.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm over
you
it.
You can't be anti-Milwaukee anything this week. That's bad juju.
Oh, okay. Fine.
You know what I mean?
Fine. I'll save it for Wednesday.
And then on top of that, the lets him go to the video game development camp at the end of it, and Bugs Bunny doesn't die. He then goes to LeBron's world.
And then did you watch the credits where they all were coming to LeBron's world?
Right.
That was weird.
Also, the Taco Tuesday at the end, I wanted to fucking punch someone again. Like, just that's when I'm like, yeah, all right.
I'm surprised LeBron's vodka, or no, not vodka, tequila. LeBron's tequila line didn't make it in for a cameo.
I hated the commercial that it was for LeBron. I hated it. That was
it was definitely a lot.
I would give the movie, I feel like five's being nice.
You know what?
I think I would give it a four, dude.
I would give it a five. I think a 5 out of 10 is fair. Yeah, you know what? I don't hate it. Here's the thing. Again, it is made for children.
I
100% understand that.
I get that.
And there's no reason I should hold that against the movie.
Okay, Moana was also made for children. Great fucking movie.
Rotten Tomatoes gave the movie 32%. IMDb gave it a 4.3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, being Facebook, gave it a 4 out of 5. So an 8 out of 10. You're out of your fucking mind.
No, not
it's definitely
close.
Not that good. Like, settle
they
down.
They just wanted to write 4. That's what they wanted to do.
But yeah.
I think 4.3 out of 10 is a fair rating.
I think that's it's fine. I'm telling you, go back and watch the first one. Watch it tonight and give me a 3-minute overview to next week.
That can be the open.
Yeah, because I'm
like,
telling
yeah, Space
you,
Jam was whatever.
I'm telling you, it is worse.
Okay, that's my goal.
It
that's
is
what
so
I'll
bad.
Watch that
the animation is fucking terrible.
Yeah, Michael it was Jordan's, also the 90s.
Michael Jordan's acting is atrocious.
Stop it. Get some help. You ever seen
yes.
that one?
Yes, I have. That's in that ugly-ass brown suit that he's wearing. All right. That is our ruling. How do you feel about it? Let us know in the comments that no one comments on.
No one
that
comments.
That would be wonderful if you commented on the non-comment comment board.
I also just wanted to say, it's good to be back in person.
Ah,
that was good.
I know. Good thing you're going to leave.
Yeah,
in a week.
Just to fuck it up. Just to fuck it up all over again. But it felt good.
Quick hit time.
Go for it.
All right. First up, the Big 12. Did you hear that they're putting a penalization on dudes that are doing the horns down?
Soft.
That is bullshit.
This is why you guys don't win national championships.
I mean, come on.
Soft.
That ain't that. That's just that's a punishment against any team that does it.
Right.
That is bull.
That's because they're sucking up Texas yeah. when they should be on Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I hate that.
Not a fan.
Also, we talked about the LA Angels a lot. LA Angels drafted 20 straight pitchers in the
Crazy.
Draft this past week.
Crazy.
You know, say what you want about the MLB draft, because really, we don't know jack shit about any player and where they will be in, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Fuck that. But 20 straight pitchers is insane.
Insane.
Also, too... the Olympics are stepping up their level of anti-sex measures.
Don't they usually hand out like a shit ton of condoms?
An insane amount of condoms.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember hearing this.
Yes, but
not this specific story, but that
they are trying to. They've straight up said, "Please don't have sex with each other," because of COVID-related stuff. They don't want that spread. Okay, I get it. It's also insane trying to think that. But they are now touting anti-sex beds that will collapse under too much weight.
Wow. What about, like,
yes.
what about, like, the hammer throw people? you know what I mean? Like,
dude, anti-sex beds?
That's really weird.
The Olympics are wild.
Weird. That's some
right
Japanese
now.
Shit, though. That is, yeah, that is like something you would see over. Very Western idea there.
I don't know if I can find a sex bed for our
Eastern
cover for
rather.
The week. For
Eastern.
Our cover for the week, I am
What's
definitely.
What's the difference between a sex bed and a bed?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just a broken
maybe
bed.
Maybe like a bed on like. With a broken leg.
It's like a breakaway
yeah.
table.
I'm going to see if I can find it, like some clip art of anti-sex bed.
Okay.
And last but not least, Jim Irsay dropped $915,000. Do you want to take a guess as to what he dropped it on?
He bought a new line of pill that he can take before games.
No.
No.
He bought Elton John's piano. That he toured with. Yep. Jim Irsay.
Why?
He's crazy.
Oh my god.
But that's what I have for quick hits.
Alright. Fucking Jim Irsay, dude. Alright, my quick hits real quick. I got Peyton and Eli Manning will alternate Monday Night Football as the color commentators.
On Eli. Yay! On Peyton.
You think so?
I like Peyton.
I think Eli Manning's gonna be funny.
I think Eli Manning.
He's going to be funny. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be
yes.
funny. Tom Brady played an entire season on a torn MCL. That fucking bastard, dude.
Hold up. I, like, quick thing here. That was not disclosed. during the Super Bowl injury report.
Right.
I'm just saying, that's pretty... not to mention the NFC championship game.
Well, right. That just means...
I think that's crazy.
This was Green Bay's Super Bowl to lose.
I'm that's just saying. Nuts. That means something.
And Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
At the British Open. A plus 3,500 underdog.
Yeah, and
wins
think
the Open at 24 years old.
I think he is the first rookie ever to win two majors in his first year.
That is correct. Yeah, he's the first person to win two majors his first time playing them.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And last but not least, a little bit of personal news. The Arroyo Seco Saints currently sit first in the CCL North, baby. And
I thought last time I talked to you, you said they sucked.
No, they do not suck.
They sucked, because that's not fair. But they were losing a lot.
Had a rough patch last time we talked about. They did.
Yes.
But they are whooping ass in there conference right now. 13-6 right now. Total record of 17-9. And 8-2 in their last 10. Including one against a non-conference opponent that I don't really care about.
I'll pretend like I truly understand
the team. The team looks pretty good, and they, in fact, had their first MLB selected player. We had Tristan Garnett, lefty-handed pitcher.
Lefty-handed.
I was bending over to drop my phone. Left-handed pitcher out of Cal State, Dominguez Hills. Signed with the Philadelphia Phillies this last week.
Whoopee.
So that's cool.
He'll be back at the CCL in about a year.
He's big lefty. He's 6'5", 240, throws 95, bro. 240. He's big dude. He's literally wants to be CC Sabathia.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Sure.
So thank you guys for listening. Episode was a little bit longer, but I think there's a lot of good stuff in there. We kept talking. We were having fun the whole time. So a little bit longer than usual, just by a couple minutes, but not that it matters, I think. People that listen are going to listen, right?
Will.
We'll be all right. Make sure you guys check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and, of course, on thechairshot.com.
I have an anti-sex personality.
Peace.
Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. We vibe supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. We vibe supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.